let's see where we're headed this week. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm well. So where are we off to?
Well, you know, it's a long way from the Hem of the Sultan, just southeast of Chapleau, to the Memorial Chamber on the third floor of the Peace Tower in our nation's capital. I'm going to tell you about the connection.
Okay, well, it certainly is a long way. So what's the connection?
Well, it's actually 592 kilometers or 368 miles, depending on the curvature of the Earth. But, you know, a long time ago, they designed that memorial chamber as a memorial to the fallen heroes of the Great War. And over that arch on the third floor, there are some really, really immortal words. And those words, "All's well, for over there among his peers, a happy warrior sleeps." I'll say that again. "All's well, for over there, among his peers, a happy warrior sleeps." Now, that's on the back of a lot of cenotaphs as well. And for the longest time, no one knew who wrote those words.
And so who did write them?
Well, his name is John Caradigjohn, and that's with an accent on the dig, Jones. And he was a Welsh-Canadian poet who's described as being a kind of an argumentative, habitual writer of letters to the editor. And, you know, he became penniless, and he ended up in Chapleau, or in Sultan, I should say, in 1949.
And so how did his poetry end up on the Peace Tower?
Well, the architect, the architect's name was John A. Pearson. He designed the memorial chamber, and of course the Peace Tower being, you know, the symbol. I mean, when we were in grade 8, or we took our own children or with our family, we always did that pilgrimage to see the Peace Tower and the memorial chamber. So when he designed all that, he had seen this come by chance poem, and he chose the words, put them on there, and then later on, Mackenzie King, one of our earlier prime ministers, wanted to know who wrote those words. And for the longest time, no one knew, and they finally tracked him down. He was paid $8 for that verse, and then he kind of slipped into obscurity until, a couple of people, Lester B. Pearson was on a tour of the writing in the 1960s, and the search for who wrote the words again came along, and through a set of circumstances, they came to light. Now, this all came out to an essay that from Bill McLeod, who's been on the show before, who wrote the book, The Chapleau Game Preserve, History, Murder, and Other Tales, and he recovered some research, and I made a connection with him. And I asked him about that as well, because he'd been to the gravesite in the early 1980s, and he took a picture, I guess, in film at the time, and sure enough, we've heard this before, I think, there's a ghost there, and it is kind of a creepy spot when you're there, because it's tucked back into the gnarly jack pines and the stately aspen poplar, and it's somewhat abandoned. It's been taken care of by someone. That was an interesting thing I couldn't track down, but it's someone's gone in there and brushed it out a bit, and there's a hole, a burrow, right in the middle of the gravesite, as if you could reach your hand down and touch his soul, if not the casket. But nonetheless, it's in the middle of the woods, and there he lies.
And do you have any sense of what brought him to Sultan in the first place?
Yeah, he was penniless. He was a vagabond. He went all across Canada a number of times. Again, he wrote letters to the editors and poetry and things, never really landed in any one spot. And there was work, apparently. Someone sent him from Sudbury, got on the train at the time, and ended up there, worked in the mill for a few days, signed his, like a lot of those people at the time, signed his paychecks with just C. Jones, because a lot of men in particular were traveling around, didn't want their past to be known. Anyway, he died of an apparent heart attack a few days later, and he was buried there and given a Christian burial, apparently, and no one really knew who he was.
And so he probably didn't write the poetry in Sultan then?
No, it was before. Definitely was before in Calgary, a number of years before. And a good team of researchers got together and finally found him out, as I said, for the first. He got paid for it, and then it was kind of lost in obscurity again. But that's the connection between those two places.
And is it easy to find the spot where he's
it
buried
is,
there?
And I've sent along the spatial information. There's a link there to Google Maps, and it's right on the corner of the main street going into Sultan, the Sultan Industrial Road, and the regional road going back towards Chapleau, right there, tucked in. There's a great big boulder, actually, and at the head of his grave, there's a great big boulder, and there's a plexiglass inscription that was put there by a federal politician. It had a lot to do with Floyd Logren, well-known in the Sudbury area.
Did it surprise you that there was this connection with Sultan and Ottawa?
Well, well, sure, because I think in spatial terms all the time. And then and when I heard about, wow, these words that we all kind of know, and you think about here he lies way up here in northeastern Ontario, and the Parliament buildings are down there, and he's not really real well known, and there's a hole in the middle of his plot. And I thought about, you know, should I take my GoPro and put it down there and do a little looking around, or should I cover it up with gravel? I didn't do either. And so that connection is there, and it will always be there.
All right, interesting stuff. And so where are we headed next week?
You know, it all started with a backroads invitation to a garden party to a marsh that matters a little north of Temiskaming Shores.
A marsh that matters. All right, Bill, we will give you a call next week.
Next week, indeed. Happy trails.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, also a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University. He is a regular guest through the summer months here on Morning North. And if you would like to check out his website, steernorthernontario.ca, and we also do post the segments from Backroads Bill on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. And after the show, we will get the directions up there if you're interested in checking out this spot in Sultan that Bill was talking about this morning.